Hello and welcome back to Gecko W Smart. I'm not smart, but you're already here. I don't even know what to say about my upload schedule. I was on break, so I really didn't want to. I didn't really do anything productive, but yeah, at least I'm back. Anyway, now let's get into our first animal, aptly named the Ghost Bird. You probably heard of it. You know what its real name is? Potus are a group of birds related to the nightjars and frog moths. Now, frog moths are like the potus, but those ones are from Fisher, Australia. They are sometimes called palmy ones after their haunting calls. So just the call sounds like they're saying, specifically the great potu, because they're multiple. It's specifically the great potu that goes like, it's like saying palmy. It's kind of sad. Anyway, they are 7 different species. Yes, there's 7, which is pretty cool. In 2 genera. Yeah. In 2 genera in tropical, central, and South America. Fossil evidence indicates that they also inhabited Europe, which is pretty cool. I'm just imagining, like, some old time in the US when they first saw this bird, it's like, it's a ghost, it's a witch, it's a demon, burn it. If you don't know how this looks, just search ghost bird. Good luck getting that out of your head. Anyway, potus are nocturnal insectivores, which means they just eat, you know, insects. They lack the bristles that are found in the mouth of the true nightjars, which they have little bristles around their mouth, which are found in nightjars. Yeah, it's self-explanatory. They hunt from a perch, like a shrike or flycatcher, which I will do an episode on that, on those two, actually. I just spoiled that. Yeah, whatever. I'll do that next. Really like birds. Birds are really cool. Anyway, during the day, they perch upright on a tree, on tree stumps, camouflaged to look like part of the stump. It's horrifying how realistic they look like the branch. Like, you could literally miss it. Anyway, the single spotted egg is laid directly on top of the stump. So they just sort of leave it there, you know? I mean, they don't leave it there, they stick with it, but it's only one, and it's on a stump. Like, there's no twigs, no nothing, it's just there. Anyway, in Argentina and Bolivia, then known as cacue, I hope that I said that right. From Quechua. Oh, it's a Quechua language. Wow. Meaning to remain. Dang, that sounds menacing. To remain. It's pretty cool. Anyway, they're also called Urutau from Guarani. Hopefully I've said that right. Guria, meaning bird, and Tau, meaning ghost. Urutau. Oh, Urutau. Mm. So Gura means bird and Tau means ghost. Anyway, now it's time to my favorite bird of all time. He's tiny, he's cute, he's the burrowing owl. Yes, it is my favorite bird, actually. Also called the shoko, is a small long-legged owl found throughout the open landscapes of North and South America. Burrowing owls can be found in grasslands, rangelands, and agriculture. I must have a hard time saying this. Agricultural areas, deserts, or any open dry area with low vegetation. They nest and roost in burrows such as those excavated by prairie dogs, which are just like the American versions of mongooses. Although I don't know if they're related. I actually really don't know. Anyway, so unlike most owls, burrowing owls are often active during the day, and they also tend to avoid midday heat. So they stay in burrows, but they're most active during the day. You know, that sounds like the average gamer. Awake during the day, but they avoid sunlight. Not funny. Anyway, like many other owls, though, barring owls do most of their hunting during dusk and dawn. I'm pretty sure we did another episode about something that hunted during morning, you know, dusk and dawn. You should probably check that episode out. Anyway, when they can use their night vision most, and also their hearing to their advantage. Living in open grasslands as opposed to forests, the burrowing owl has developed longer legs that enable it to sprint as well as fly when hunting. Go to Netflix, right? Find a thing, a documentary called Little Animals, something like that. There's an episode about burrowing owls, this specific one that lives like on a golf range. I love that show. I think I've rewatched it twice. But anyway, now onto a bird that riddle my fear. Riddle my mother with fear every time she saw it. It meant there was a snake around. It's the great egret, also known as the common egret, large egret, or great white egret, or great white heron. It's a large, widely distributed egret. The four subspecies are found in Asia, Africa, the Americas, and Southern Europe. Recently, always also spreading to more northern areas of Europe, and is distributed across most of the tropical and warmer temperate regions around the world. So it builds its trees in colonies close to the water. Now, that is it for this episode. I hope you liked it. I will definitely be coming back to this script to try and find the two birds, yeah, the shrike and the flycatcher, which I'm going to put into an episode, which will be the last episode for the animals. So there's that. But before that, the great egret, my mom actually told me about this. But I didn't know it was called the Great Egret. It was actually called the Mother of All Snakes. But she said it in our tribal language, Kikuyu, which I'm going to try to say this in the best way I can. Shosho Wanjoka. So, yeah, Shosho means grandmother. And Joka means snake. So, Shosho Wanjoka. The grandmother of snakes. But yeah, that's it for this episode. I will try to do the next episode much sooner. That's it for Gecko W Smart. I'm not smart, but well, you are already here.